Hello friends, would you like to build your own Amazon private label brand? I will walk through steps in this video to show you how to find a private label product to sell on Amazon. Let's check out in detail. Okay, so let's see the steps involved in finding a private label product to sell on Amazon. So the number one step is prepare financially. Definitely this is very important step in the process. Number two is find product niche. So you have to find a product niche for your Amazon journey. Third one is product research itself. Here I will show you how to research a product which you can sell on Amazon FBA. Number four is product research tool. So you have to use a tool to research your product. So I will show you how to use that tool and which tool to use to research your product. Number five is discover product viability. So you have to find out the product viability, whether that product is viable or not. Number six is asset market viability. So in addition to the product viability, you have to find out the market viability as well. So let's begin. Okay, so prepare financially. This is the first step in the process. So how to be prepared financially? So if you would like to build your own Amazon private label brand, then you should be financially prepared. It is possible to turn a small collection of products into a massive Amazon private label brand business of your choice. Although it is challenging to create your own Amazon private label products, your continuous effort and unshaken commitment could turn it into reality, and you can enjoy your loyal customer base once built, and your sales can be multiplied over time. You can choose any niche of products of your liking if money is not an issue, but it doesn't mean that you should choose any niche. You should be strategic while selecting your niche selection to maximize your profit. The initial cost of starting up could go up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, but is heavily depending upon your product selection. You should be very cautious while selecting your products, because various factors can increase your product's cost and decrease your sales profit. For example, packaging cost, sample product cost, product marketing such as Amazon PPC cost, product launching cost, and any other unexpected costs. So let's move on. Okay, so how to find your private label product needs? Let's see in the detail. It is essential to choose the best product niche to be successful in Amazon's private label brand business. So after covering the finance in the previous slide, let's get into the steps to research your profitable private label product niche. So first is the brainstorm your idea. So brainstorming is an effective technique to generate ideas, and one of the most powerful brainstorming technique is called mind mapping. You can use an online tool to create a mind map of your idea. I used a tool called Canva to create mind map for product niche research for easy understanding. There is an affiliate link in the description if you want to try the tool. It is very easy to create a mind map. So write a concept of your interest in the middle of a piece of paper or an online tool, and create a minimum of three different emerging colors from the middle part of the concept. Each branch of the color represents a new topic or idea, the same as the branches of a tree. You can further learn mind mapping in detail as mentioned in the WikiHow page, how to make a mind map. Link is in the description. Okay, so it is best to use short phrases or even images to show your ideas. So in addition, answer the following questions while brainstorming, which will help you to further elaborate your idea. So number one is, what is my product selling experience level? Number two is, what is my best area of expertise? Number three is, which products are closely related to my area of expertise, which is already selling on Amazon as a private label brand? Which Amazon product categories am I feeling comfortable selling and successful? Number fifth is, could I find a product that is not being already served in these categories and that could generate profit? So these questions will help further exploring your idea, and you would be able to decide your product niche. Let's move on. Okay, so how to conduct Amazon private label product research? Let's see in the next few slides. It is easier to conduct Amazon private label product research if you already know what to sell. You would have got a fair hint about a niche after the brainstorming. If you are still not sure about the niche, you can refer to the following method to produce some positive results. Amazon product listings. So these are the result of the first page of any product on Amazon product listing. It will give you an idea about sales ranking, refer to the product reviews, and assess the demand for a specific product. products. You can also refer to the best sellers on Amazon to check out the popular but competitive products and reason to be on top. Let's move on. You can also use product blogs, websites, and offline retailers. So check the products in your selected niche on product blogs, online websites, and offline retailers. In this way, you will find the products in demand. Also, what products improvements customer required and the opinion of industry experts as well. Next one is in the list is product statistics, studies, and industry specific magazines and journals. So it might be costly to purchase specific product reports, but you can leverage the industry experts' research opinion to select your product niche. You can also use Statista to track the changes in retail and economic industry with many of the freely available facts. In addition to it, you might have to keep the following in your mind while looking over these resources. Find the demand level for your Amazon private label niche. Track the reviews about these products. What else can be improved in these products? And what are your competitors implementing to differentiate their products? Pay attention. The entry barrier can be varied depending on the product types, but the following are the general ones. So then the first one is small product size plus low cost attracts higher competition. The number two is large or oversized products plus high cost attracts lower competition. So in this way, you can further research your product niche. Let's move on. Okay, so which product research tool to use to find Amazon private label products? Let's see in detail. But before introducing Amazon product research tool, let's understand why Amazon product research is important. Amazon product research is important because it attracts and shows Amazon product data so that sellers don't have to simply guess what potential customers want. Sellers can verify what will be profitable within the data. So let's move on. So how to conduct product research on Amazon? To do product research on Amazon, you need a tool with a database that collects information on a large number of Amazon products. It needs to include things like estimated monthly sales, price, weight, review ratings, amount of sellers, and more. From there, you can judge which product niche you would like to test the waters with. So what is Amazon product research tool? An Amazon product research tool is a third-party software solution that collects data on a wide variety of metrics that are crucial to launching a successful Amazon FBA business, including the number of sellers, price, price changes, review count, review rating, number of competitors, monthly revenue, monthly sales in units, keywords, and many more. So which tools are available for product research in Amazon? There are many Amazon product research tools are available in the market, but choosing the right software to help with your Amazon FBA product sourcing is crucial for your business success. Some research tools are free and others are paid. Some free Amazon product research tools are, first one is Camel. Second is AMZ Base. Third is Sonar. Other paid Amazon product research tools are, first one is Jungle Scout. Second one is Helium 10. Third one is AMZ Scout. Not every tool has the same functionality. So choosing the right Amazon sourcing and research tool for your Amazon FBA business plays a vital role in your online selling success. It is also very important to understand that how the tool can help you use keyword research to find products to sell on Amazon. I can recommend Helium 10, which is equipped with Chrome extension and black box, two powerful resources for product research on Amazon. Okay, so what is Helium 10? Helium 10 is an all-in-one tool to search for profitable products for your Amazon FBA business. It is a combination of various tools to help research profitable private label products on Amazon. So how much Helium 10 product research tool cost? Depending on the level of access you are looking for, it can cost anywhere from $29 to $209 a month through the Helium 10 platform. Most Amazon sellers prefer to go with the product research option in the tool to minimize the cost. As an affiliate of Helium 10, following is an exclusive deal on Helium 10 tools. You can use my affiliate link in the description to get 20% discount on your first 6 months of subscription or 10% discount on every month of subscription and get started today. So what is Helium 10's black box product research tool? Black box is used for product research in Helium 10. Most of the time, Amazon sellers require Helium 10's black box to research private label products. You can find niche, you can find high demand, low competition products ideas in every category on Amazon. Use smart filters to uncover unexpected inspiration based on your exact need, niche, and preferences. Save, sort, and organize results for further references. I will create a detailed video on researching profitable products using Helium 10 in the near future. Let's move on. Okay, so how to discover product viability? The definition of viable Amazon private label products are the products that sell very often, are recommended by other buyers, and have growth potential. In addition, you can categorize these types of products as new products to the niche, but fulfill a specific requirement of a buyer which cannot be addressed by existing products. It would add points to the products if they can be spread organically or virally. So how to find if your future product is viable or not? Following is the checklist to identify a product's viability. Number one in the list is possible selling price. So low cost products require a high volume of sales to be profitable, but will cost less to produce and ship. The industry e-commerce gurus agrees that a $50 to $150 price point is ideal, but product pricing can depend on your category too. On the other hand, higher cost products require a lower number of sales to be profitable, but the product cost and shipment cost increase. Number two in the list is potential markups. In the beginning, you need to calculate a specific price of your product, which will cover all costs, including the product production cost, marketing cost, shipping cost, and your profit. Number three in the list is product durability. So product shipping cost will be decreased if your product is durable and prevent any product damage by accident. Product reviews will also depend upon on the durability or lack of it of your product and affect the perception of the overall brand. Number four in the list is need supplier. So product viability is heavily dependent upon the need that is either undeserved or is virtually non-existent in your chosen category. Okay, so continue the checklist to identify a product's viability. Number five in the list is problem solver. If your selected products can genuinely solve a problem, its value and demand will be much higher. Number six in the list is product weight. Your product's weight will determine its shipping and manufacturing cost. Number seven in the list is smaller product. So Amazon will charge the lowest handling fee on a product smaller than 8 by 8 by 8 inches. Number eight in the list is product price. Your product purchase and shipping price should be less than 20% of the product's sale price. Amazon commission is 15% of your sales price. Handling and packaging fees will be added on top of it. So it become vital to check that you make a significant profit. Number nine in the list is lower minimum order quantity. MOQs. You should check with your supplier if you could purchase less than 500 units of your selected product. Basically, you should test the market by selling smaller units of your product. And if your product doesn't sell well, then you should not spend more money on it. Let's move on. Alternatively, you can use Helium 10's X-ray tool to find product viability. This is the best tool I found to conduct product viability research. Helium 10 has developed a Chrome extension suite of tools to help Amazon FBA sellers to determine the viability of a product. You can check the tool using the link in the description. Let's move on. Okay, so how to assess market viability? You must assess your product market viability to fully understand the future sales of your product. Following are a few essential points to be considered before moving forward. So number one in the list is product market demand. Your product success depends upon the investigation of the market demand of your product targeting private label niche. For Amazon FBA sellers, I recommend using Helium 10's magnet tool, which is a very powerful keyword research tool inside Helium 10 suite. You can check the number of people searching for a keyword term related to your product niche each month. Number two in the list is assess competition. You can consider starting in a niche whether there are only a few competitors. However, if the niche market is full of big brands and copycats, then it will be difficult to succeed in that niche and gain an Amazon ranking. So assess the competition in the market first. Number third in the list is assess trend. You must foresee the lifespan of a particular product and quickly determine its viability in the long run as well. Number four in the list is assess market domination of one or more brands. It is very tough to compete with already existing brands like Nike, Adidas, Apple, Sony, etc. because these brands have a very strong customer base and are already recognized by them. I recommend choosing a niche to start which is not dominated by one or more brands. If you still want to establish your product in an impacted category, then your product must offer a compelling offer that significantly differs from established brands. Number five in the list is assess Amazon product sales rank. Must be under 10,000 of product sales rank. Product which has Amazon sales rank under 10,000 tends to sell between 40 to 20 in a day. On the other hand, products that have Amazon sales ranking under 2,000 having significantly more sales. Number 6 in the list is assess competition with brick and mortar stores. So if your product can be easily found at a nearby store such as Walmart, Target, Aldi, etc., then you must find it difficult to sell your product online. It is advisable to improve your product to differentiate it from other super brands products or drop the product price to capture market share. If you found this video helpful, be sure to give it a big thumbs up. To know more about sourcing products from India and wholesale suppliers in India, subscribe to our channel and press the bell icon to stay updated about our latest content. Thank you for watching. This is one of the videos from the playlist I created on sourcing products from India. I have inserted a link of that playlist in the description of this video. So click on the playlist video and watch other videos in the playlist to understand the sourcing products from India. Thank you again for watching this video.